Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. I am now joined by the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Jameer.
Well, Jimmy, as you know, Phil Dawson is coming off an outstanding performance of 5 field goals last week versus the Baltimore Ravens. But not only that, he has made 23 consecutive field goals since 2011. And all week long on the Cleveland Browns official Facebook page, we've been highlighting some of your top 5 Phil Dawson moments. So, Browns fans, let's take a look at how Jimmy's favorites rank.
They are all lined up like they're going to try and attempt the onside kick. Dawson into it, and then he pooches it up the sideline for Northcutt, and he makes the catch on the sideline, and the Browns have it! The Browns have the ball! Northcutt caught the ball on one bounce, and it's at the Tennessee 43! Gardocki checks with Dawson to see if it's okay. Snap is back, ball is down, kick is up, on its way, it's good! And the Browns have won it in overtime!
What a comeback, what a show of character!
Make it a 21-yard field goal attempt for Phil Dawson out of the hold of Chris Gardocki. Ryan Keel will snap it. Snap is back. It's a fake. They pitch it out. It goes to Dawson to the 5. Touchdown!
A little razzle-dazzle.
How about that? Gardocki out of the hold. Options it out to Dawson. Takes it to the left. Got hit at the 1, but he smelled pay dirt. Yard field goal attempt. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, ball placed down. The kick is up. The kick is down the middle. The kick is good. The Browns have beaten the Steelers in Pittsburgh. With snow swirling around the stadium bowl here at Browns Stadium, a 48-yard field goal attempt with a minute 27 left. Here in the first half, Browns lead 5-0. Dawson ready. Snap is back. They place it down. Dawson's kick is a line drive, and it is half the crossbar and good! He did it again!
The miracle worker, Phil Dawson.
This is it. Second week in a row for the tie. Patrion over the ball. Snaps it back. It's set down. Dawson's kick on the way. End over end. End over end. It is up, and it is... Oh, it hit the crossbar. It hit the upright, and it's no good.
Oh, question is, did it get through? They might want to look at that on the replay.
After discussion of the field goal hit the top of the crossbar, went over and hit the extension on the backside, which in fact is a good field goal. It bounced back. The field goal was good.
And we are tied.
Wow, Jimmy, that's great. Taking a look at your favorite one, that Baltimore game. Why that one?
Well, it's the toughest place to win when you're the road team, and it was an amazing game. Browns had a big lead, lost the lead. Ravens came back, took a sizable lead. Browns came back, and it comes down to this kick, and he hits the kick, and then all of a sudden it's called no good. But everyone's kind of looking and saying, hey, wait a minute, it's something goofy happened here. It's an amazing scene, kind of historic because it hit that bar, which I affectionately called the Dawson bar after that. Phil said, I don't want a bar called after me. And I said, well, in this case, I think this really works.
Now, Jimmy, your number 3 pick was that fake field goal. How cool was that?
Well, it's an amazing thing, Jameer, because, Phil Dawson will always say, I am a kicker, but I'm also a football player. Because I think in high school, he was an offensive tackle on his high school football team in Texas. So this was totally different, and the Browns had not had a rushing touchdown at the time. So you can imagine Phil Dawson getting a rushing touchdown, but if the element of surprise was huge, and they flipped him the ball, and he went targeting around the left side to the pylon. It was a terrific play. And I said to Doug Deacon, you're right. He really is a football player.
And you look at 2007, the Blizzard Bowl. Everybody likes that one. Now, Phil not only hit one, but he had 2.
He did. I can remember at 11 o'clock in the morning that morning, the grass was green at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Okay, but everybody kept saying, this storm is blowing in, and it's right on our doorstep. By noon, the place was a whiteout. By 1 o'clock, the last thing you'd want to be doing is kicking into that wind, and remember, those balls get hard when it freezes like that. He was kicking a brick, and he hit that bar again. He hit that middle bar that he hit in Baltimore, and it was an 8-0 Browns win over Buffalo. If you remember now, the Browns needed the game because they were driving to the playoffs that year. That's the year they won 10 games. for him to hit two kicks, but the first one was unbelievable, and he talked the coaching staff into kicking them.
And lastly, Jimmy, his two winning field goals, the first one in 99 and his last one in Tennessee.
99 was the last place in the world you would think that the Cleveland Browns would win that opening year that they're back in the NFL over at a place where they never won, where they had a lot stronger teams, Three Rivers Stadium, where they just couldn't win throughout their history. So all of a sudden, Jameer, it's playing, the game is playing tight, and the clock is winding down. And they race out onto the field, and he kicks the field goal, and by golly, it's good. And I'm telling you, Browns fans, Steelers fans, Browns players, Steelers players, and coaches on both sides were shocked that it happened. But what a win.
Jimmy, he goes to Tennessee, kicks the onside kick, and hits the field goal, and they win the game.
Yeah, the onside kick was amazing. Northcutt was like the only player on the left side, and Dawson had everybody else on the right side. And he kicks the ball over onto the left side, and it bounces perfectly. If it was a major league shortstop, it was a room service hop up to Northcutt, and then the Browns got it into overtime, and he just nailed a kick to win it. That was a big, big win for them that year.